tastes right. Paul Little Greenhead.
Howdy, Frank Show, here with Billy Morrison in the studio with us, like a little genie.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Love it.
Interesting story about that recording session is that we recorded that with three different singers for three different reasons.
Oh.
So there are three versions of that with different... Scott Weiland did a version.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they're knocking about. One day they'll come out. That one came out on a movie soundtrack. I can't remember what movie, but... We have a bunch. It's crazy.
How is Scott doing? Have you talked to him lately?
We're actually going to do a show or two with him later in the year. I mean, I don't hang out with the guy, but he's, you know, he's Scott Weiland. I'm sure he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's Scott Weiland.
Never a dull moment.
How bad can it be?
I would imagine.
He's one of the most. He's the real deal. He's a consummate rock star, and it does. You know, his personal life is his own issue.
Here's how rock star he is. I was at a lesbian bar one night by myself, very early days. I was lonely. Went out. I go, and I never go out by myself ever. But I was new to town, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go out.
I'm gonna go pick something.
Lesbian bar in North Hollywood. So I go in there, and I'm sitting there, and there's this person sitting at the bar, and I just sit up, and I didn't know who Scott Weiland was. I didn't know who he was. And so I sit down and I'm ordering a drink or something. He's sitting at the bar. And I'm like, that chick is butch. And he turns and looks at me and we start talking. And then I find out that he's in this band called Stone Temple Pilots. And I was like, oh, good. He's like, you never heard of it? And I said, no, I haven't. And I'm like, wow. And then I look him up and I learn all about him and everything. I'm like, that guy was sitting at a lesbian bar. Like, how random is that?
That's awesome.
Like, he just went in to have
as well.
He just went
Scott
in to
Weiland.
Have a drink. You know, I'm not looking to pick up.
The thing with people like Scott is when he walks onto a stage, and it's the same with my boss, Billy Idol, and all the consummate rock stars, doesn't matter what's going on in their personal life, they walk on stage, every single member of the audience goes crazy, they deliver, and it's like, that's a rock star. Fuck. Can I say that?
No, you can't.
That's all right.
That's all right.
You know, don't... Hey,
screw the rest.
I tried my best. You know,
screw
the rest.
Right.
It doesn't matter about all that gossip. When those guys walk on stage, that's what they're...
They have that thing. Yeah. They have that special thing, yeah.
And you have quite the group of rock stars together for your Heroes Helping Heroes benefit concert at the House of Blues on Sunset, September 11th, 8 p.m., copsforcauses.org, at copsforcauses. On Twitter, you got Zach Wilde from Black Label Society, Steve Stevens, Billy Idol, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. Oh, yeah, Mark McGrath. I remember when I first came out to L.A., and I was at a club, and there was Mark McGrath. And I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. And
easy on the eyes, that Mark McGrath.
Oh, yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
He ain't ugly, as they say.
Yeah, and this is, you know, and I'm standing right next to him, and I get a drink, and when we make eye contact, I go, hey, what's up, Sugar? I called him Sugar!
You thought his name was Sugar Ray.
I thought he was Sugar Ray.
Tell me he said, not too bad, right?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, not bad. I mean, he didn't, there was no attitude at all, but I was like, hey, Sugar. And then I realized later his name was Mark McGrath. I was like, oh, I'm
the band of Sugar Ray.
I called him Sugar.
Hey, Mr. Ray.
He's like, honeypot.
Mark is the sweetest guy on the planet. And that, I'd just like to say this. When I made those phone calls personally to every person on that list, there wasn't one question. All those bona fide rock stars said, absolutely, I'll be there. What do you need from me? So I would ask the KLOS listeners and the Los Angeles music fans, if we can do that, can't you just go, you know what? It's $50.
Right. And it's for an amazing cause.
And we're going to put on an amazing show. There will be a couple of surprises. So if we can just unequivocally, there's that word again, say, sure, what a great cause. You can too. So come down. And it'll be a good night.
Cops for Causes, Heroes Helping Heroes to raise money and awareness to ensure services for our fighting men and women.
That is going
to
be a moving night. It's on 9/11.
Brian Byrne's going to be there with his crow.
Oh, no. You can all meet Brian Byrne, everybody.
I wonder if that's a pet crow.
I think it's dead.
You think it's stuffed?
Oh, it's just, I didn't even go taxidermy.
He probably bought that at a flea market.
That's right. After hearing his music, I think it's stuffed.
He went to Mac and got some eyeliner, then he went to a flea market and created his entire look.
Dude, look how badass I look.
And he called Kat Von D. He went, can I borrow your stuffed throat? Because Kat's got a bunch of taxidermy lying around the place. So. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Billy, thank you so much for coming in. It's always
an open
door.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you. I love coming here. You're a blast.
September 11th, that show again. House of Blues on Sunset, copsforcauses.org, Ticketmaster, get your tickets, or just follow at copsforcauses on Twitter.
We will tweet it out. We will Facebook it.
Thank you, Phil. We'll make sure.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
definitely. I don't want to miss this.
Yeah, I want to go.
Then you're in. Yeah. Then you're in.
You're going. We're going.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.